Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we're joined by a very special guest. We got Emery County Sheriff Tyson Huntington. Sheriff Huntington, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to be here.
Hey, Aiden, I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
So it's been a busy holiday season for you guys. I mean, whether it be you're out on the desert with search and rescue or dealing with things locally, it's been a busy time for you guys.
Yeah, we've been busy. We've had a really starting off with Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving Day, we had a rescue down on our desert down near Goblin Valley at Little Wild Horse Canyon. Had a young lady hiking in there, fell and broke her leg, and we had to send guys in to get her out. So some of our posse guys spent Thanksgiving on the desert, freezing cold instead of home, passed out on the Lazy Boy.
I think it's important to note, too, that these are volunteers with a search and rescue team. A lot of these guys, they go to their regular job, they come home, and if they get the call to go out on a rescue, they're willing to just jump right on it.
Yeah, they all work somewhere else. They're all, pretty driven guys just in their lives. And, like, for instance, when that call came in on Thanksgiving, I was thinking, oh, man, it's Thanksgiving. This is going to be a tough one. But a handful of guys got on the text thread real quick, said they were available, headed out, happy. None of them ever complained about it. They were happy to get out there. They even had to carry this gal through some waist-deep water, frozen. I mean, it was cold, and so they complained a little bit about that, but that was it.
And you can't really blame them for complaining about that, because from all the pictures I've seen, that looked like some treacherous terrain at times, so
yeah,
it's incredible what the search and rescue team has done. I mean, especially over the summer, you had a few times where you had to send them out there, but they're just always on the job, and it's incredible how dedicated they are to service.
Yeah, they like it. They appreciate it. They feel that they can kind of give back to the community by helping and, you know, finding ways to serve others like this. They don't want hardly any accolades. I try to blow it up a little bit and they get mad, but hey, what do you do? And then they're just busy guys. Funny thing about this rescue on Thanksgiving is I wasn't with them, but I got a message that they were heading home, and we've got these two older Dodge trucks that they use, and the heater didn't work on the floor, so they were freezing on the way home. And I get this text, hey, the heater doesn't work in these trucks and we're wet. So yeah, we got to do a little work on our trucks, but yeah, it's just a good time. They're good guys. They're happy to help. They never get, you know, angry or anything like that. They get depressed sometimes when we can't find what we're looking for, but for the most part, they're great.
Yeah, and kind of continuing off that topic of serving the community, something special coming up for both you guys in Emery County and here in Carbon County. Shop with a Cop is coming up. It's that time of year again.
Yeah, so we have Shop with a Cop coming up on the 16th of this month, and we have gotten donations from so many people, from United Mine Workers, from the Elks Club, just to name a few, private citizens, Huntington City has, that's just to name a few. I know I'm missing some, but we've had a very great showing of people donating this year. The Wee Bit Wicked Witches over in Huntington, they donated a large check from their organization, and we were able to spend some time with them as they danced for the kids at the elementary school there in Huntington. It was a pretty good time, and don't know what we'd do without these groups. They help us with four kids from each of our elementary schools to come and do Shop with the Cop.
And it's incredible how dedicated to service just the area is in general. I mean, you put out a call for need and the community responds in kind, and they respond in big ways. And especially with local organizations, like you said, Huntington City, the Wee Bit Wicked Witches, you don't expect the witches to be doing anything good, but that's not the case around here.
No, we have some good witches over in Emery County.
Now, with the holiday season right around the corner, I mean, a lot, they're going to be seeing a lot of travel. Are there any safety tips that you'd want to share for people who are commuting this holiday season?
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, you know, always be safe, wear your seatbelt and watch your speed. It's just not worth it to go too fast and get there 2 or 3 minutes, you know, faster. It doesn't really weigh out the benefit worth the risk, or you know what I'm saying. So it's just important to stay safe, watch your speed, plan accordingly, watch the weather, and then just know that people are out. They're out shopping. They're in parking lots. The sun goes down a lot earlier these days, so keep an eye out for them. And just do your best to be cognizant of safety.
Yeah, and that's especially true with it getting dark this early, mixed with the bad weather. That's just a recipe for disaster. So like you said, be aware of your situations. And it's not worth the speed, you know, like you said, 2-3 minutes earlier. That's not worth the risk of potentially losing life or limb or causing someone else to lose that. Yeah. But yeah, it's always interesting traveling in the snow. That's my least favorite part of the holiday season.
Yeah, it's always fun. And, you know, and we find ourselves traveling during the holidays to shop or see family, and we always luck out and get a storm, you know, the day before or that time. So, yeah, plan a few things to keep in your car, blankets, and maybe something to snack on or something in case you get stuck behind traffic or you have an issue. But, yeah, just be safe and think ahead. Let people know when you're leaving and when you plan to arrive. So if you don't make it, we can come find you. But yeah, just be safe and think ahead.
Now, Sheriff Huntington, we're starting to run out of time, but in closing, would you like to share a holiday message for the people of Emery and Carbon Counties?
Absolutely. Do your best to think of the reason for the season here and remember your friends and neighbors. Try to find ways to serve others and be kind. Our cops are out to help people be safe, and I'll talk with them too about looking to do some service of kindness this holiday season. But remember your friends and neighbors, do some things that you wouldn't normally do to be kind, and just have a safe holiday season.
Well, Sheriff Huntington, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Emery County Sheriff Tyson Huntington, and we were talking about Shop with a Cop, recent search and rescue, everything to do with the Emery County Sheriff's Office. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.